Hi, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. I'm Leon Goman, and I'm the town manager here in the town of Weston. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the meetings that we've had over the last week. Specifically, I want to start with the Select Board meeting that was on a Wednesday, not a Tuesday this week, May 28th, 2025 at 6 p.m. We started off with a dog hearing, and unfortunately, there were some concerns raised by residents of the town about another resident of the town who happens to be a four-legged friend, and the Select Board had an extensive dog hearing to hear concerns and complaints about a licensed dog here in the town of Weston. That will be continued for decision at the next Select Board meeting, which will be held in June, the first meeting of June. We then met with candidates and appointed candidates to serve on the Committee on the Open Space and Recreation Plan. This is a group that is charged with reviewing the Open Space and Recreation Plan and making recommendations and changes as prescribed under Mass General Law. And three members of the community were appointed at that meeting to serve for that purpose. The Select Board then considered an adoption of an SGAR policy. This is a policy that would prohibit the use of certain rodenticides in the town buildings. These are poisons that do a very effective job of killing mice and rats, but also get into the food stream for raptors like hawks and eagles and that sort of thing that end up causing those animals physical distress or death as well. So the Select Board voted, they've been talking about it for a while, they voted to approve a policy of banning those products here on the municipal buildings in Weston. They considered an amendment to the parkland policy, which would allow for the placement of flags in the town center to go for a longer period of time. And ultimately, what they came down to was no change in the policy, but that the current board would like to see the flags stay out from just before Memorial Day through the 4th of July. And so we will be implementing that as moving forward. They did set the date of the special town meeting to be November 17th. It's a little earlier than we typically do, partially due to their desire to find compliance plan and get a compliance plan adopted for the MBTA 3A community housing program. Be on the lookout. We will be opening for articles pretty soon, and that might trigger a new cycle for the Community Preservation Committee as well. So stay on the lookout for announcements on town meeting in the fall. They considered amendments to the projects and priorities list that they will be working on for the upcoming year. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But just continuing the agenda for the Select Board meeting, they nominated former Select Board member Lori Bent to be the Select Board liaison to the Unified Planning Committee. So she has been working on it since the very beginning. She was willing to serve as their designee to the Unified Planning Committee and to build some consistency within that organization. So I think it was a good move by all parties, and thanks to the former Select Board member for being willing to serve in this role even after her service on the board has concluded. And then finally, they set a cost of living adjustment for non-union employees at 2.5% over fiscal year 25. That will be starting on July 1st. Going back to the important subject of the projects and priorities, they've made a number of changes to the projects and priorities list for 25 through fiscal year 26. And I'm going to run through them very quickly. If you have specific questions or concerns, you can always go back to the Select Board meeting and actually watch it in its entirety. But they did talk about the following projects and priorities for the next year. Number one, not in any specific order, was the MBTA 3A Communities Act compliance, which we have a narrow window period in which to comply with. The fire station project is going to continue for this upcoming year, as will the water tank replacement project, the water master plan update that will be worked on this year. the resale of those Case Estates buildings, and hopefully by this fall, this is a done deal and we don't have to think about that any further. And speaking of which, the Josiah Smith Tavern reuse and bringing in the restaurant is also going to be on our list. So those five items are listed as the high priority items for the upcoming year. Those medium listed items will be the continuation of trying to find what we can do about cell phone coverage here in Weston, which in certain areas of the town is not very good. The high school, middle school master plan, it's the building project, will continue for another year while they continue to work through that process. We want to continue to work to improve the town website and communications. This year, we hope to unveil an updated website for the town of Weston and continue to work with stakeholders throughout the community on improving communications. And one of the items under this is continuing to work with the town newspaper group on trying to make sure that we have that as a resource moving forward. Thorough analysis of the water billing process, including the rate structure, the cycles of billing, how that integrates with our capital water tank projects, but also bringing on that water app and our analysis of our rates and how we compare with other communities. That's still going to be a focus this year. And on the low category, we're looking at two. One is finalize the amendment of the investment policy and implementing remote voting at town meeting. Both are items that we've had on and off over the last few years. Hopefully to get these finalized are a good working arrangement underway over the next year. I just want to also mention two other things. But by the way, those were the items that we talked about on May 28th, 2025. I would also like to just point out that every Thursday, the Select Board and the Planning Board have a joint meeting on the MBTA 3A compliance. And so those Select Board meetings are every Thursday at 2 o'clock. And at the last Select Board meeting, they also discussed increasing the number of people who are on the fire station working group to include all three members of the Select Board as well. Therefore, those are now being posted as Select Board meetings as well. So during these Select Board rewinds, I'm not going to go into great detail on either the MBTA 3A compliance or the fire station working group unless there are major decisions that have occurred during those meetings. But I encourage you, if you have an interest in either of those two subjects, those meetings have been televised by our partners at Weston Media for the most part, and we encourage you to participate and watch those videos and attend those meetings if you can or have an interest in doing so. Until next time, I thank you again for your attention to this podcast, and we will see you for the next Select Board Rewind.